scripture is replete with descriptions of bizarre idolatrous rituals, as well as admonitions against idol worship. Maimonides traced the historical development of this aberration from the times of Adam's grandson Enosh. Maimonides writes that the origin of idolatry stems from a noble but erroneous misconception. The concept that we honor God by honoring his servants, such as the heavenly bodies, similar to the way that an earthly ruler is honored when respect is shown to his appointed officials. Eventually, this practice of honoring God's servants evolved into full-scale worship of the forces of nature on their own merit, and the existence of the true God became virtually forgotten. Elaborate rituals sprang up around the idols. Orgies, fertility rites, and human sacrifice were common, at times widespread. Great temples were constructed, and idolatrous icons and statuettes abounded in every home. Further, unlike the true God, the pagan gods were seen as capricious beings who had to be propitiated with sacrifices, possessed every human vice, and were totally unconcerned with man's moral and ethical development. Because of idol worship, a spiritual torpor reigned over the world until the advent of Avraham. Avraham faced struggles that no other person experienced before or since. As a result of successfully overcoming these challenges, he became the father of the Jewish people. When yet a child, without the positive role models of parents, teachers, and society, he discovered the existence of God entirely on his own. At great personal risk, he introduced the major principles of monotheism to a world in which the concept did not exist. Ordered by the wicked King Nimrod to recant his beliefs, Avraham refused, even when threatened with death. His staunch refusal was all the more remarkable, considering that Avram had never received communication from God and thus had no idea of being saved or of earning eternal reward in the next world. Miraculously, Avram emerged from Nimrod's fiery furnace unscathed. Later, Avram left his hometown Ur in southern Iraq and settled in the land of Israel, where he taught multitudes the Jewish concept of God. "He is one," Avram said, "timeless, incorporeal, benevolent, and demands moral and ethical behavior from mankind." At the age of 70, Avram received a prophetic vision in which God promised that Avram would become the forerunner of a nation totally devoted to God's service, and that this nation would inherit the land of Israel. The promise was realized when, at age 90, Avram's wife Sarah gave birth to his son Yitzchak.